Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube Live. It's everywhere, man. It's such a great time here listening on that Let's Talk Hookup app. That's my way. If I'm listening to the show on a weekend when we're hanging with the fam or out or dealing with a broken arm, I'm a Let's Talk Hookup app guy. That's my favorite way. It's easy. You can catch the archive shows. If you're not listening live, Adam does such a great job. My bad, Adam. I'll get you those photos right away. That's my favorite is on the Let's Talk Hookup app. But so many ways, including, if you haven't done already, the Facebook Live is so fun. You get to hop on right now. You can see Rosie and Jeff's smiling face and talking about the island and talking about what we do and what we love. Now, we're just having a great time here. This first hour has flown by, but don't you worry. We got another full hour of fun coming your way here on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's just talking good times and a place we love to be with good people. And if you want to join us, a couple ways to do it is Rick Mitch, and you can give us a call at 213-432-1090. I think all the lines are full. Yeah,
everything full right now.
Yeah, you can hang out there, or you can text us via the app, and we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar, man. Go on there, choose whatever you want. Like you said, you had one of our listeners come into the shop.
Yeah, Tom was in literally yesterday trying on different pair. I think he settled on a Tuna Alley was his favorite, but, you know, so many great pairs and so many different things that those guys do. It's all about finding the frame that fits your face and then choosing a lens option that's right for what you do the most part. I'm still a silver mirror gray lens guy. I like a regular gray neutral lens, but so many great stuff. That new gold green mirror is really popular now. It's a lot of fun. Costa's got so much great stuff.
Somebody can win that today, Rick.
You got that, man.
Give us a call or send us a text.
No doubt. And with that said, it's time to find out what's biting. I know we got our guys standing by this morning, and going to be a great catch report today, I'm sure, with this fall kind of kicking in. We had that little funky weather roll through. I think it's going to be a good one, Corey.
I think so too, Rick. And it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, and it's the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit also is the place to get your lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? 25 cents for your first 5 pounds of ice. Wow. And $3.99 for every 25-pound bag. I was just there a couple days ago, and it's incredible. $4.
Those guys kill it, man.
Right? And as many as you want. And that's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice. Can't believe this one still continues, man. 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up and the Kirkland products at lower prices in the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. Summit Gasoline for all your good stuff there.
No doubt about it. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out with Biden. We're going to start our catch report off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge online. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Hey, good morning, Ricky and Corey, Rosie, Jeff. Great show again this morning. You guys are having way too much fun over there.
Really are, no doubt.
Yeah, but hey, we are creeping up on mid-October, and I got to tell you, usually by this time of year, I just love talking about all that fine fall fishing.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a little different feel here to this season this year. But still plenty going on, and we got plenty of time to be enjoying it. So now up there at the Northern Islands, they're just kind of waiting. They're on hold, actually. That weather's coming up again this weekend. It looks to blow here for the next few days. So probably check that one off your list there. Same with Nick. It's out there in the wind and forecast to blow a bit. So that island has really had a pretty long rest because of the weather situation. Santa Barbara, it's kind of on the edge of the weather. But probably not worth it just yet. But I'll be talking a little more about Santa Barbara Island next week. And then now over at Catalina, you know, the standard kelp line critters are there. They're always there. And realistically, it's not too exciting. Really good cod fishing, though. But remember, you got to fish out there in 300-plus now, guys. They changed the regs. No shallow water cod fishing, 300 feet plus or else. But with this cooler water that we're seeing now, there's a lot of squid that showed up over at that island, and that is really worthy news. It's easy to make your own bait right now, guys. A lot of bait. Backside east, backside middle, like that. There's quite a bit of bait. But there's not much fish on the bait like you kind of expect. That bait grounds fishing, just it's not that time yet. So what you got to do is make your bait and then relocate towards some deep structure to target those tanker-grade yellows that are around. And I'm going to talk more about that next week, quite a bit more, actually. So San Clemente Island, kind of slow for a stretch, but just like Catalina, a bunch of new baits moved in, kind of perking things up a little bit. There's more bait in the cove on some spots up the back. I had a really interesting conversation with one of the guys that works on the Fury about some of the spots they're fishing up the back. And I told him one of those spots he was fishing, that's a private boat spot, man. That's my spot. Stay the hell out of it. I don't think they were buying it, though. And on the front side, also some more bait moved in there, more squid, kind of up there in that Gold Bluff section. A little more signal on both yellows and sea bass both over there. That's good news. And then offshore, did not get much this week on the yellowfin that had been around the backside of Catalina. Been some really nice ones on the dolphin schools. Didn't hear anything this week. And but still scattered bluefin out in that sector. And that kind of inside the main bunch of fish. And the main bunch of fish fell back down on Tanner and then out to the Cherry. I mean, that's way out west, and especially with the weather coming up, kind of, you know, preclude most of the private boats from getting out there, but they'll probably still be around for a long time. But some of that's big. I think one of the sport boat guys got one 210 this week, man.
Wow.
Nice.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good news. And then that yellow and tuna at the islands, I'm not getting into that, but I'll bet Danny, when he does report tomorrow, is probably going to tell you about some of that stuff at Coronado. So lots going on, guys, and it's definitely time to go fishing.
No doubt. You know, just because it's the Private Boater Buddy Report, Mark, just for the sake of, we had a couple of customers this week finally get into what hasn't happened in a while of some good tuna fishing on our local banks again. Like, you know, the standard run, San Diego, the 425, 302, 371, that kind of little triangle that most of our local tuna, which has been void most of this season, there was a few little foamer spots of bluefin, and several guys caught that big grade yellowfin on porpoise schools this week. It was a welcome miss. Like most of the season, that zone, which is normally the bread and butter, has kind of been a little bit void. And we had several customers have good fishing. I mean, good fishing maybe isn't the right word, but like catching tuna. And if you get one of those yellowfin on the dolphin schools, I mean,
40 to 70 pounds.
It really has been like a 40 or 50 pound average. Yeah. And you know, I heard a fish exactly like you say, upwards of 70 pounds. So nice to see that, and just like you said, that really good fishing that happened at the Coronado Islands for the sport boat fleet again this week. There's it's still October, man. There's still time to go.
And that yellowfin is so fatty and buttery, man. Mm. It is unlike any local yellowfin I've ever seen.
Pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. Mark, some good.
Yeah, I had a piece. I had a piece of that local yellowfin here a week or two ago, and boy, just like you're saying, Corey, it's like, oh my God, this is good.
So it's bad.
So it is only mid-October, and a lot of times this goes for a long time yet. So that's really good news about that local fish showing up in your little local zone. We got hosed up here this year. Just so little local fish. It's very strange. Didn't expect it with the way it started, but, you know, it is what it is. We take the ocean as it is, and just make the best of what we got. But time to go fishing, guys.
Well said, buddy. Great job. Great report, as always, Mark. If you want to join in on all that great fish dope information and save $30 off of a new membership, you can use the code HOOKUP now. It's all lowercase, no space, saves you $30. And, Mark, if somebody wants to come find you, get the best bait tanks on the water, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And time to go fishing, guys.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Appreciate a great report, as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll see you. Bye.
Hey, appreciate that. Well, we got a little bonus to the catch report today. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, buddy. Always great to hear from you on the pool. We can hear that sonar clicking around in the background. Tell us your, tell us what's fishing. What's been going on the Tribute?
But I think I'm just going to record that so I can play it at home. And when I don't work, I can have that baby going in the background. And I
scream it for fun. Yeah,
exactly. Get your neighbor. Oh, yeah. Get out there and yell at the dog a couple of times to move and follow their bones.
I love it.
You know, we're off to a good start. Our last trip, we got out with, you know, it's fall fishing and others. Yep. Counts have been a little bit all over, but our last trip we got out with a dozen people. We had easy limits of bluefin. We had fish over 100 pounds.
Nice.
Limits of big fat reds, you know, now that it's opened up past 50 fathoms. And a lot of these spots were morning, first day of a two-day trip. It's a Pinair two-day that we have a couple times a year. Alex Miranda, the charter master, just put on like a 50-pounder, and he's sitting down to his Moco Loco. We've got seven bluefin on the boat here. We only had 20 man charter, so nice night load. Only about half of them are fishing right now. But I think we just boated our seventh one. We got four or five hanging, and it looks like most guys are doing about the same. Just a lot of guys on the anchor down out here. Big spread of fish too, and it looks like everybody's got a little bit going on. So. Oh, just hooked another one.
I just want to get there. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're hanging out on the anchor. Guys are picking sardines out of the tank, casting them out in nice conditions. Half the boat is bent right now.
Yeah.
We'll take that just fine. I want to make sure we're not just glossing over that. Half your guys are cast. The other guys are having
their
breakfast.
Moco Loco.
You got me there.
Yeah.
Sign us up, buddy.
Well, make sure when I do that recording, so I can play it at home, you get the occasional fresh one in the background.
There you go.
Our little pinhead Kyle here, he's on his way to becoming something good. But he's back there, and you can hear him probably from another boat away yelling fresh one. So that's rad.
I love it.
What's the key to getting a bite this morning, Mike?
You know, this anchor fishing, it's been like this out here almost all year. Like, it's hard to get a bait away from the boat. We've had a breeze on almost all these trips. So the wind's going one direction, current's going the other. Actually, a shoulder hook bait. Butt hook bait's not a bad way to go. You know, you only get to fish it for a few minutes. But so far, 30-pound and a shoulder hook bait. Some of these things have been bigger. If you look at our Facebook and our Instagram from last trip, we had fly line fish. Guys somehow landing, you know, 120-pounders on 40-pound, which,
jeez,
wow, it is not fun, in my opinion.
That's a lot of fish on 40 pounds.
But there's some really nice fish. Some 50 pounders here this morning. So there's, you know, good mixed grade. It's fall fishing. For whatever reason, these things just seem to fatten up. You know, you got a fish that was probably 20 pounds a few months ago. It seems like it's 25 pounds now. They're just, they seem exceptionally delicious this time of year.
I love it. Awesome, Mike. Well, a great job. Sounds like you guys are having some excellent fishing and, well, the trip's well under its way. Any opportunities to come fishing to get in on this great fall fishing that's happening on board the Tribute?
You know what? We have a day and a half leaving tomorrow night. It's got six spots left. Last time I looked, the Pizza Port sponsored trip. We all know about those. You get half off Pizza Port beer, complimentary pizza before we leave for, you know, the guys doing a drive down from LA or whatever. They get down here, they don't have to run McDonald's. They get a couple of pieces of, you know, really tasty pizza and half off beer, and there's six spots left on that one. Tuesday night, we have a Turner's Outdoor sponsored trip, which is always good for a bunch of giveaways.
Cool.
Always fun trips, and that thing's only half full. I think there's like 15 spots left.
Awesome. How fun. Well, certainly, and again, and the fishing's great. I mean, you talk about that. It's daytime. It's live bait fishing. It's the thing we all love to do. Half the boat's got one on right now. Mike, sounds like fun to us. Appreciate a great report. Glad you guys are getting them, and maybe check in with us next week. Let us know how those two trips that are going, and hopefully somebody out there that hears is going to get to go.
Yeah, there's five guys up here in the bow pulling on fish.
I love it. You know, the other thing.
Man, you guys have a good weekend.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it.
We're eight on board now.
Keep getting them, Mike. Thanks for the report. Let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, the home of the Tribute, and talk to Marcos, who's on the line right now. What's up, Marcos?
Hey, Marcos.
Yo, Marcos. Well, it looks like we'll need to bring Marcos up there when we get a chance, Chris. And in the meantime, boy, some great fishing going on. And I got a really cool trip to get to tell you about, too. We have a Let's Talk Hookup sponsored. This is something we don't normally do. It's a full-day trip on board the Liberty to the Coronado Islands. And it's coming up on this on October 16th. So let's see, that is on Wednesday, 10/16. It's a full-day trip to the islands. Now, this is the same as, you know, we do a lot of those Let's Talk Hookup two-day trips. This will be exactly the same. Tons of giveaways, tons of prizes, which you don't normally see on a trip as short as a full-day trip.
Right.
There's going to be lots of giveaways from Gamakatsu. We've got a bunch of giveaways from Shimano and AFTCO, Seaguar, the whole nine. It's a really fun trip, and We talked about it there a little bit. There's some very good fishing going on at the Coronado Islands.
Incredible
that we've seen both yo-yo jig fishing and surface fishing for that great yellowtail. So, again, it's a Let's Talk Hookup sponsored trip, full day to the Coronado Islands on the Liberty on Wednesday, 10/16. All the giveaways are included. If you want to book one of those, just call the guys at Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500. And we do have the man on the line now, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, we got a chance to hear from Mike there. Sounds like there's some good fishing going on.
Yeah, I figured he was just doing my job for me, so I just, you know, took a little nap there while he was doing that. But very good fishing on those longer trips there. And like I said, we're getting into the middle of October, and those bluefin are still biting, so that's definitely nice to see on those longer trips. On the not-so-longer trips, the full days, the San Diego and the Sea-Watch fishing the Coronado Islands, they're seeing some pretty good yellowtail fishing. Yesterday, the San Diego 28. Day before that, they had 59. Day before that, they had 40. Some good bottom fishing in the mix there. And those yellowtail aren't really small ones. I was talking to Mike on the San Diego today, and he said a lot of those fish are in that 15 to 30-pound range. So a little bit more traditional islands fishing, but just with some better numbers. So very good fishing there. Locally, those half-day trips, very, very good bottom fishing. Rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin. And if you're coming down for those, the morning trips are fishing deep, 600 feet plus there. The afternoon trips fishing a little bit shallow. So make sure you're geared properly there. Of course, we have gear if you need to rent it. But especially if you come on those morning trips, make sure you have something that can fish deep there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. The full schedule up here for those half days, the full days, the one days and longer. And you heard how good the fishing was there. You can make your reservation straight online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Get your gear all set up there, because like I said, we talked about here, sometimes where the local fishing gets really good in October into November, so hopefully the season peaks out a little bit longer here.
Awesome. Well said. Good fishing to be had. Let's keep it rolling. Appreciate a great report, Marcos. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today, man. There's some good fishing going on, Corey.
I agree with you, and it's brought to us by Fishman's Processing, and where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com, and make sure you make your reservations today.
Phone lines are absolutely packed up. It has been a very, very busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is your shot. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. Let's talk to the one and only Reggie.
There we go.
Reggie Camarillo. Good morning, Reggie.
Hey, Reggie.
Yo, good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, Ricky, man, I totally owe all this to you, man, about meeting Rosie in this whole bit. I've been going down there since 2018, and I'm already going to be going down for the third time this season here in the next week or so. So I totally owe you.
You, man. That's rad.
I think he's hooked.
Yeah.
I love that.
But I got a quick story, and I haven't asked for Rosie. The quick story is the guy, Sean, earlier who called in, we call him Bootsy, by the way.
Yeah,
that's Bootsy. I'll get to that later. But he didn't. The part that he didn't share is that I think it was like 43 pounder he got. That was the jackpot for our charter back in July. So amongst the group, it was obviously 12 of us, and we decided to chip in $100 each, and whoever got the largest on a jig, you know, no baits, it's only lures.
I love
they
that.
Will collect that $1,200. So Sean won, and guess what he does? He donates that money to the whole lodge.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
But it gets even better. It gets even better, guys, so stand by for this one. So he wants to take a picture with Mai and Emma, and when they're taking the picture, he yells out, queso! Like, Who does that? Like,
say cheese.
I don't speak Spanish.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish that well. I know they don't say queso when they're going to take pictures. So yeah, he thought in his mind that if you allow queso, they're going to smile. So, you know, I just, Sean's that guy in our group, man. We always give him a hard time and everything, but, you know, it's all fun and games and everything.
That's awesome.
And Rosie, the ask, let me get to the ask here, and I'll make it quick, guys. I know you guys got to go. So, Rosie, we know that you're a made woman at the CBS. Anybody who goes on these trips, you watch Rosie in action. Everybody does whatever she wants. Like, she just points and things just happen. So, in true mafia form and fashion, Rosie, we have an ask for you. Can you please get with Immigration and Customs and have them confiscate Sean's boots? His boots are freaking, like, they're hilarious. Like, he wears them up to his knees, and, like, they look like something like an exotic dancer of work who we are working over at Pacers. Like, don't Rosie.
It's funny. You should see his boots. It's like, you know, the traveling pants. Well, the traveling boots, they're everywhere. I mean, he'll wake up in the morning and his boots are under the coffee table where the legs are.
That's great.
I mean, it's just, they just do so many things with his boots, poor Sean.
Which is so funny, too, because talk about a place where they're just not even necessary whatsoever. I mean, you bring your flip-flops. Yeah, exactly. That's great. And, man, what a great time you have. And, Reggie, I know you do several trips a year down there. You can speak to it already, but are your trips always all full ahead of time? Is there an opportunity to come with the group? Clearly you guys have a good time. Are you looking for guys to fill your spots, or are those a sacred thing and the groups are all full?
That's a great question, Ricky. Actually, for the first time, we actually have a waiting list for our trip in July, so I'm going to get with Rosie after the show and see if I can get another date so I can have two different charters down there. So yeah, we actually have a waiting list on the current trip in July, so I'm totally excited for that, man. So looking forward to talking to Rosie about that as well.
And it's all for the same reason that we've been talking about for the last hour and a half. It's because it really is that good, and I know you can attest to it. The food, the service, the fishing, it's a total package.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the food is super underrated. Like, that's one of the main reasons why I want to go back. And those ladies, they know how to cook. I want to marry them already just when they're cooking skills alone.
The thing that blows me
like,
away,
I'm a foodie at heart, and you'll see my feed every night. You know, I'm posting there the food they make, the desserts. I mean, those ladies are on it. And just lastly, guys, I mean, that fundraiser I did for Malachi, I am completely blown away by the response and just all my friends, including you, Rick, Rosie, you, and Jeff. I mean, you'd be amazed how quick we raised the money for that. And, I mean, I just literally almost get emotional just thinking about it, because I was that kid in the inner city, too, who wanted to go on these type of trips. And when I saw the face of Malachi when we were at the CBS, Joy had FaceTimed him, and he was so sad that he couldn't come. And I told Joy, tell Malachi he's coming next year, because I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure he goes.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool stuff.
Well, great job, Reggie. You're a good dude for making it happen. Appreciate the phone call, and we'll look forward to hearing your report when you're down there next time getting in on that big fish.
For sure, guys. I appreciate you guys taking the call, and you guys have a great day.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks, Reggie. Hey, another great text coming through from Dave in Anaheim. It says, I'd really like to do variety fishing when I come down there. It sounds like such an amazing and prolific fish-catching place. My question is, do you keep the same captain the entire trip, or do you switch it up?
You know, it kind of depends on the group that's going down there. I've got a few groups that have gone in the last few weeks where they all know each other. And they want to switch it up every day. So I give them the personalities of the captains, what the captains like to fish for, and then every day they switched out who they fished with, not only as far as the captain, but their ponga mates. So, yeah, you can, depending on who you're fishing with, you can switch out captains, absolutely. All you have to do is let Oscar or Sandra, depending on what lodge you're at, know what you're doing for the next day so they can make sure the rods and the tackle go down to the right ponga in the morning. And as far as the variety of fish, you know, this last week was really tough. We were catching limits by like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So difficult. I know.
So, and the ponga captains were fabulous. What they did is they actually took that fish back to the harbors or the dock crew.
That's cool.
Could get it filleted and get it into the freezer right away. And then they went back out and, I mean, I had one group that they said they caught more than 50 more yellowtail catch and release.
Oh,
and then when, yeah, they said they were sore the next day.
Crazy.
They never do that again. I was like, sure you will. But then they went out and they started, you know, let's try to get some, you know, some sheep head. I mean, that's not
yeah.
eating right there.
Right.
Let's get some sheep head and some calico and some, you know, grouper, some white sea bass and halibut and try to mix, get a nice mixed bag to take home.
That's
and
so
they
rad.
Did. They did. They had a great time.
I love it. It's such a
such
cool
a
place.
Yeah,
and you,
yeah.
And you get to do that. I mean, you
yeah.
really do. When your arms are too sore and you want to go do something else, you tell the boys, and that's what you do.
Exactly.
I love it. That's really fun.
That's such good times. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sports Fishing Boys. We've got Rosie and Jeff when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, this is so cool, just hanging out for 2 hours and talking about such a beautiful place on this planet. And why do all the cool things happen at islands, man?
Something special about it, that's for sure.
Right?
You know, you guys were telling us something very cool at the break that you have added this year that I thought was a great call. And it's just, yet again, easing on people's tackle. And
yeah.
That's always the biggest question. We get it all the time at the shop. And what do I bring? bring and how much. And it's like that forever balance of I want to pack right, but I don't want to be missing something, but I don't want to run out of a hot jig. And you guys have taken extra steps to help with that on all fronts. Give us a little rundown what you found, Gloria,
so,
and I in the break.
As you walk into our workroom, there was always We Choose Office to the right. And we've actually just cleared that completely out. We made some nice little custom wood hangers up there that we can put all kinds of lures on and line and sinkers and
the jig selection looks incredible.
The jig selection is great. You know, because there's a lot of times, you know, guys go down there and they're still learning that, you know, the fish aren't line shy, so you really need to line up. I mean, 50 pound is a good thing, maybe even 60 right now. 80 pound. Some guys are doing 80 to 80. But, you know, maybe you're not tying like mine. It's not up to snuff, and you might lose a few jigs. Well, you know what? The tackle store is no further than a few steps away.
So you've got a tackle store on site now that's well stocked. And it's just got the same deal. If you lose your favorite scrambled egg yo-yo jig, you can roll right into the shop and just pick up another one.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to Corey and get some more swim baits.
I would bet you do. Yeah. And in addition to that, you have rod and reel rental available showing us.
We have loaner rods. So basically, you can take a loaner rod, no reel, and bring your reel and put it on there.
Oh, nice.
And that is just a loaner. Thanks for coming here. Take the rod. And then we have rod and reel setups that you can rent.
Yeah, so that you can cover the cost of line and maintenance on the reel and that kind of stuff afterwards.
Yep.
What a great way to do it, though, because the reels are so easy to pack and bring and do it that way. But to have the rod, I mean, to bring rods anywhere is a pain, right? But it is so easy, right? But if you want to just borrow your rods, I mean, what a slick
deal. Well, the other thing we have is that in the house that's next to us that we own, we actually have a tackle storage room. So if you wanted to leave some tackle down there, rods, reels, tackle, everything gets labeled and it gets put in there. And the next time you come, you know, lock the room.
So, Rosie, if I come once a year.
Yep.
I can leave my rods.
Yes, you can. You sure can.
I can leave my.
You can leave your tackle. You can bring sinkers and not have to worry about taking them home.
My 50 pounds of gear.
Yes, exactly.
So I can bring back 50 pounds of fish.
If you're a guy that kind of toes the line on the amount of weight and fishing tackle that you bring,
Ricky,
that's a really good call, man. I like that. That's awesome.
Yes. If you think about that, and you go down there with the laundry service that Rosie has. You could get there with two pairs of shorts, two t-shirts, a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah.
A
sweatshirt.
Or a windbreaker. Yeah. And that's it.
But how nice you bring all that gear down, and then from there on, all your trips, you're rolling down with a backpack.
Yeah.
You know, you're rolling down with a backpack and no gear, no nothing. Ease of, not like there's a, you know, not like it's tough to do that in the airport. We all do it on every trip, but how nice to not have to.
Imagine leaving a bag that has some shirts and shorts in it already.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And all you're doing is walking across.
Why do I feel like Reggie, Dick Fishman extraordinaire? spearheaded this whole thing.
Exactly.
We have guys that literally give their clothes to Floor.
Uh-huh.
Floor makes sure they all get washed and it gets put into the tackle room for next year.
Oh, come on. Oh. This is it, man. Sign me up.
Are you kidding?
I'm in.
just tell me if another launch does that. We're the only ones that do that.
Well, this is a perfect timing on this. A great text came through that kind of touches on that. It says, Corey, my question is, how do I best pack to minimize my weight? What's the minimum gear I can bring but still not be missing anything? And then he also asked, indeed, he'd heard mention of it, but wanted to know if the laundry service really was a thing. And so how can a guy most minimally pack but still be prepared for everything? And, Jeff, I'd love for you to chime in on this, too. You've done so many trips down there. What do you guys think?
Corey?
I mean, Rosie said it the simplest. A few sun shirts, a few pair of shorts, and I bring flip-flops. I wear a pair of tennis shoes. I mean, no deck boots.
Yeah.
And unless you
don't need your long-range extra tough guys.
No.
You really just don't.
No,
maybe the shorties, but, I mean, I'll have to post a picture of me. I literally will fish barefoot or in socks.
Totally.
Yeah.
I wear my flip-flops down to the boat, and I kick them off when I get on board, and that's it. And in terms of tackle and rods and reels, you do as I say, not as I do. But you really don't need a ton.
You know, you don't.
Like, if you're truly talking minimum, you need a bass rod. I think you need a surface iron rod, yeah. And then you need a general purpose, yeah. Call it a 40-pound live bait, yep. Outfit. And yep. With that, you could,
dropper
loop, you could fly line a mackerel, yep. You could troll a Rapala, yep. You could catch a grouper. Exactly. You could do it with just those three rods.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You don't need to bring 50 pounds of jigs and sinkers and hooks. Because they're down there.
Yeah.
If you take three or four of your favorite surface iron,
yeah.
A yo-yo, a bag of, 2-0 hooks, maybe 3-0, a sabiki, sunscreen, chapstick,
yeah.
You got it covered.
All's I'm taking on top of that is another 3600 that can't close the lid with surface iron, maybe another one with yo-yo jigs, probably 2 or 3 gallon bags worth of swim baits, a ton of lead heads, way more sinkers than I need, a bunch of fluorocarbon. Yeah, I'm not a great packer. I'm just not. I can't. But I love it. It's my favorite place to fish, and I just can't say enough good things about that.
Talk about the rods. I mean, because everybody had their own little style of putting the rods together to bring on, no rod tubes, period.
No rod tubes. And you're right. Everyone does have their own way of packing their rods.
Yeah.
I think, Ricky, you kind of do the pool. Don't you do the pool noodle?
I like the stick jacket, which are those little nylon-y, rod sleeves.
Slide over all the
slide over. And then, I take a big pool noodle, maybe cut it to 12 inches, and then I
put
the tool noodle over the, 12 inches covering all the rod tips. And, a couple of those little, bungee zip tie type things, and away we go.
You know, we put ours together, put the guides in the center, and wrap a beach towel around with that blue painter's tape, and down it goes, and blue painter's tape comes with us, and we bring it on back the same way.
What's nice about the rods is we used to have them in the belly of the plane. We don't do that any longer. We strap them on the wing.
Yeah.
You had me on that one.
They go in,
a great idea at all.
they go inside now.
Yeah, they go inside.
That's cool.
Once you're in, and they'll fan them through the back hatch, and you just kind of, like you went to a concert that somebody jumped into the crowd.
Yeah,
that's how you get the rods in.
That's cool.
Lay them in the center, you're good to go. So they're safe all along the trip. I mean, it's.
But won't that block the path to get to the bathroom?
Yeah, right.
The Gatorade bottle is your friend.
Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. We need to do it because literally since the start of the show, we have not had an open phone line. Corey, why don't we jump back into it?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Lorenzo? Lorenzo from Huntington Beach. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Lorenzo?
Hey, Rosie and team. Little information. I never fished from a ponga before. Can you give us a newbie what to expect and getting on lee side and windward side of the island on them?
Yeah, so first of all, pongas are wonderful to fish from. Obviously, low to the water. All of our pongas are super pongas. Anywhere from 28 to 33 feet. Super wide.
Say that again. How big?
28 to 33 feet.
This is a super duper ponga.
Super duper ponga. Yeah, because when most people think pongas, they're thinking like
a little skiff.
17 to 22 feet. And it's like, oh no, these are 28 to 30 plus feet.
And they handle the weather still.
They really do.
There's a reason why these style of haul are used not only up and down Mexico, but Central America, South America.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It's a haul that can handle the weather.
Absolutely. And depending on the weather will depend on where you can fish on the island. But the lee of the island is always fabulous. The way it sits in the water, the wind never kind of hits that lee at the south side.
It's a 25 miles of shoreline.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It can be blowing 30 on the weather side, but it might not even be 5 miles an hour.
I know.
Flat as a lake.
Sometimes you're praying for a little breeze.
Exactly. Like, I've been there when it was so windy you couldn't fish the weather side, and it was so calm and beautiful in the lee. I'm dying here. And
that's
because you're hot from pulling on yellowtail all morning.
Yep.
Like, I need something to cool me down,
that's
man.
Right.
I'm jumping in.
Cervezas.
Totally.
And then weather permitting, we keep a close eye on the weather daily. Weather permitting, maybe go up to Punta Norte. away and drift down. You've done this before, Ricky, just drift down the whole backside of the island.
Favorite thing in the whole
and
world.
And it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
That calico bass fishing in like the middle of the island, which you just can't always get to. I mean, that part of the coast of Mexico can be a wind factory.
Yeah.
The reason Cedros is so great is, like you say, there's 25 miles that are always perfect and calm.
That's
but
right.
When the stars align and you can get to areas that you don't get to go to every time, like the middle of the island on the backside or Bonitos or one of the little extra excursions, it's just an extra bit of
something. And remember, with the way that island does fit and the wind, if there is wind on the lee, and I'm not wind on the lee on the other side, remember that also protects Chester's.
Right.
So a lot of times you can go down to Chester's because... no wind there then
only
either.
14 miles away.
There's always somewhere, right?
That's
right.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Lorenzo, great call. Appreciate it very much. Another great text. Hey, Rosie, the best for me besides the fishing is having fun with the epic group that I go with down here every time. We always have such a good time, and we even help the ladies do the dishes afterwards. I'm a high-energy person that loves this place. Thanks so much for everything you do and all the good times. That's Ray Lane from Santee.
Ray is a riot. And you know what? He's not kidding. When he says he helps the gals with the dishes, he helps the gals.
That's rad, Ray.
So he just has been absorbed into everything that is Cedros.
Part of the crew.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
That's cool. Well, phones are still packed, Corey. Let's grab another.
How about it? How about Cheer? Cheer call from Cardiff. Good morning, Cheer.
Hey, Cheer.
Oh, did Cheer drop off?
He may have. Let's try. How about Mo?
What's up, Mo?
From Vista.
Looks like maybe Chris
might have the phone.
Chris has got to help us out with the phones here.
Yeah.
So why don't we jump back in again? Say, what a great show this is, you guys. What are the fly fishing opportunities like at Cedros Sport Fishing?
Ooh.
And also, what about fishing from the shoreline? Can we do kayaks? I'm just looking for all the alternatives. This is such a great space. John from Carlsbad.
Well, John from Carlsbad, you don't need any other alternatives, but let me tell you, they are available to you there. One of our cooks at Lodge One literally just sent me a video the other day, right at the front of the harbor, on the little jetty there.
To the left of the jetty? The little beach.
But on the beach.
Okay.
On the jetty. Someone was out there, fishing. The guys are out there fishing. And all of a sudden, he's hooting and hollering, and he must have brought in, from shore, a 15-pound yellowtail.
Wow. No way.
I'll have to post
that.
It was absolutely. He was just so excited.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty darn cool.
The fly fishing opportunities. I mean, you could do it from the Ponga, 100%.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
And that's right up Jeff's alley.
And the one thing you have to remember, when you are down with Cedros Sport Fishing, fly fishing, be very mindful of world records, because that is not something that a lot of other fly fishermen have the opportunity with, all of these big yellowtail
calicos
and other species.
Yeah.
Be very mindful of what a world record is, because we get them.
I take my fly rod down there and I'll walk the beach.
Yeah.
And, when you come in the afternoon.
Yeah, yep, run down the stairs. Well, I can't run anymore, but I get down the stairs.
You hobble a lot.
Yep, that new hip is coming next week.
Yeah.
And you can fish the shoreline with, anything from a small dropper loop with a little plastic swim bait on it, to fly rods, to throw on a surface iron down there, if you wanted to.
I truly see it being the perfect fly fisherman's scenario, because, you come in from the pond and you're worn out maybe, but you want to go give it a couple of hours. There's very little wind usually.
I was just going to say, there's very little wind, right?
And there's so much in the way of halibut.
You.
There's halibut, like the chance of a yellow, the chance of
He's
anything.
Got legal halibut from the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
a fly rod.
Like, you can do it, and I suggest John bring his gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just want to make sure that the guys are on the boat. Understand your fly fishing, because it does take up some space.
It's a different scenario than it would be.
And if you are fly fishing, like Jeff said, let the guys on the Ponga know. First of all, let me know, because sometimes if I just have two guys, we'll do a two per Ponga situation, because you need extra space.
Sure. Rosie, what a perfect deal for two guys to sign up to have the same likes and wants.
Absolutely.
Yeah, on the fly fishing end.
Yeah.
Bring your fly rod.
That's something that you can put together, too. It's, you pay a little bit of extra cost for the extra fuel, because there's not a third person on the boat, but now it's just the two of you. And a fly fish, if you're if you and your bud are dedicated to the fly fishing thing, it should be that way just for extra room, and they can set up differently. Mm-hmm. But that same thing exists if it's you and your gal going down, and she'd feel a little more comfortable, whatever it might be, just having two people on the boat.
I'll be honest with you, it is more so the norm now. And the way that works out, it's really great. If I have usually two people that want to fish two per ponga,
right.
I'll be quite honest with you, there's usually four more.
Right.
If I can get six people to fish two per ponga, I will lease another ponga, and I'll split the cost amongst those six people.
Oh,
and
which brings the price way down.
It
helps cushion it for everyone.
Yes, it helps cushion it for everyone.
Yeah.
So, like, on a five-day trip, it's an extra $200 for those each person to fish two per ponga for those full days of
fishing.
What
a wonderful deal.
No-brainer.
Rosie, since you've been involved, you have brought so many cool steps along with Cedro Sport Fishing that have just made it beautiful. Seriously.
And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't me. It was just the suggestions from you guys. I was like, oh, I'll make that happen. You know, like Jeff always, years ago, would always say, you know, I don't know, but I'll get you the answer, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's Rosie.
Just let me figure it out.
It's Rosie's easy button, man.
Yeah.
The button.
And just the level of service that you get while you're down there from the crew, too. Like, it was always to the point where, like, I would, like, oh, man, I don't even want to go ask for anything, because everybody, like, stops what they're doing. Like, somebody might have, like, a lot of tasks at hand, and, like, the last thing I want to be like, hey, can I grab a cold water? It's like, dude, I'm gonna ignore this, like, major thing that I'm working on. Like, dude, of course, are you kidding me? Here, let's walk this way and get you whatever you need. Like, there's just everybody is so accommodating. Yeah. They make you feel like family. It's just...
Well, and you know what? They do make you feel like family. They just love that you guys are there. They love their jobs, and they want to make sure that you guys get everything you need, because they want you coming back, because... Yeah. They love their job. It's a little island, and they want you there.
And you mentioned that it's a little island, and if anybody is anywhere near, like, the apprehension of Mexico, and, you know, listen, it is so beautiful to walk across the CBX, hop on a plane, you land on an island.
On your own flight.
Yeah, on your own flight.
And everybody knows everybody on that island. They're all family and within themselves. And they're welcoming you and family to the island. It's just a beautiful thing. There's no issues. It's just a beautiful place to be to catch big fish.
Absolutely.
And before we run short on time, let's talk about how good those tortillas are, too.
Oh, I should have brought you some. You know, they send me the tortillas all the time. Yeah. And I have a stash in the freezer.
Bet you do.
They freeze well. They thaw well. I got my neighbors hooked on them.
That, you know, the typical size is somewhere around 10 inches, right? 10, 12 inches. Rosie sent a picture to Floor down on the island of these giant tortillas. The next trip that came back, they were 15, 16-inch tortillas.
Giant tortillas.
They were giant.
I love
it. And so you could make your own carne asada burrito
the
size of your forearm.
I love it.
You know, loaded up with some lobster that you got from the island.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, this was a great text, and it was a recommendation. It says, hey, I got a recommendation for all guys going to Cedros. It's my favorite place. I go every year. Last year on my drive out, it was a little bit chilly, and I packed on a pair of very lightweight pants. 3 years in a row, I've been glad I did. I'm a regular on the Calcheech group. That's from Steve Miller in Monrovia.
Yeah, you know what? There's those pants that are kind of, I mean, they're lightweight, but you can take them off quick.
They're just boat pants.
Like an Apco honcho pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. A real lightweight shell.
Yes.
And then a little spray or water, something just beads right up, rolls right off of them.
Exactly.
But they also roll up into a ball, and they weigh nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great
idea.
Call. Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Hey, let's try and sneak in another caller. Corey?
Let's do it. How about Mo? Mo, calling from Vista. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just want to just thank friends of Rollo, Winner Reel a Week. I just won a Akuma Komoda, let's see, SS-471. So I want to thank Akuma and Ben Zorallo.
Awesome.
Something that's going to go on for many weeks, and you're a lucky winner. There are going to be many lucky winners behind you, and what a cool deal.
Komodo would be a perfect reel to load up with some 65-pound Power Pro and take it down to Cedros. Yourself a mess of calicos.
Yeah.
Mo, appreciate the call very much, buddy. Congratulations.
Such great times. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, this is just, from my heart, such a fun show and talking good times. And one lucky winner. We're going to flip the coin.
Yeah, Rosie's going to do us the honor. That's the prize coin. Okay.
There it is.
We have a caller today.
It's Sean in Chula Vista.
Man, Sean,
awesome. Dude, $300 to Costa Del Mar.
How cool is that? Congratulations. What a great show. Rosie, Jeff, thank you guys so much, not only for coming and hanging out for 2 hours with us, but, man, providing such an awesome fishing location, opportunity, trip, everything you do. Give us the rundown. If somebody wants to go, how? How do we book a trip? You always talk about how busy it is, but every time it always sounds like there's spots here and there, and you know, this is going forward for next year, and there's still some time for this. Just give us the lowdown. What do we do?
Yeah, and you know what? We literally just had one spot open up on Steph Franklin's charter coming up here on the 18th, just one spot.
Of October.
But,
you know what?
Great time to go fall
October
fishing.
October weather
in.
Is
yep.
beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Are you taking that spot, Corey?
Yeah, you got me going.
So if you want to get, the best way, honestly, is to give me a call.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one question will lead to another question. So the phone number for me is 619-772-7570. And again, we'll talk it over and see which trip is good for you, what trip, length of trip is good for you, what do you want to catch, what your priorities are. So, and then you can always check out the schedule. Come Monday, every trip will be on the schedule for you to see
for
next season. You can go to SedrosSportFishing.com.
Awesome. A great job. Again, Corey, you've said it a ton. I said it. Cannot possibly recommend it enough. It is an amazing fishing trip.
It's a safe, fun, it's just bounty that you bring home. The immigration going south is easy. Coming back, the easiest part of it,
it's usually nobody in line for U.S. Customs.
Absolutely love it. Great job, you guys. Fantastic. Looking forward to it. And, man, we can't wait for our trip next season.
Right.
Appreciate
on.
It. Great job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you out there. A couple of another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is going to be joining us. We're going to be having a great time talking fish and more. You stay tuned. Huge thanks to Chris. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the air. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on 1090 on Sports Grid, live from Facebook and YouTube. We'll talk to you then.